RxMuscle.com brings you After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
I fucked up. With the big bosses away, JTP comes out to play.
What do we do?
We get ready.
This is After Hours, exclusively on RxMuscle.com, featuring Jimmy Palencia, Pete the Intern, and your host, Jeff the Producer.
Welcome to another episode of After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. This is Jeff, the producer, filling in once again for Dave Palumbo, who is, along with Sally Ann Taylor, at the 2012 MPC Team Universe taking place right now in Teaneck, New Jersey. It's a pretty huge show, amateur show, tremendous amount of competitors showing up. It's going to be... That was Jimmy the Bull's phone, because he's constantly getting called from work. Jimmy the Bull is in studio. We'll get to him in a second. Pete the Intern's also here, and you know, Pete, you and I will be going down to the MPC Team Universe on Saturday. The show starts on Friday, but you know, Sally and Dave got it covered for the most part. And there's actually another show taking place this weekend, and it's called the IFBB NPC Wings of Strength, taking place in Chicago, Illinois. And Aaron Jubaka Singerman, along with the rest of the RX Muscle crew, will be covering that show, along with Christina Voynich, who hosts Muscle Girls Inc., and IFBB Pro Michael Liberatore, who I defeated in Bros versus Pros 1, I like to remind people. And in addition to Bros versus Pros commentary, I guess, is on Sunday, the Bros versus Pros 11 took place in Hartford, Connecticut. Okay, that was after the IFBB Battle of Champions Europa, which also took place in Hartford. And you and I were there, Pete, and we witnessed Derek Poundstone pull, check this out, Jimmy, 850 from the floor for a max deadlift. Okay, he won $1,000. He gave it to Special Olympics, which was great. But in the actual challenge, which was the 405 deadlift, he was defeated by Mark Lurch, who got 43 reps, okay, doing 405 from the floor, which was insane. And then Derek Poundstone actually stopped at, I think he died. No, actually, Mark Lurch got 43, and Derek Poundstone got 34. But, you know, Derek just couldn't hold it. Like, his grip was giving out. He was doing the classic strongman move where he got down into that squat position and he was resting the bar. Like, you would have actually enjoyed it, Jimmy. And I think that if he would have used the Jimmy to bull straps, he would have had, you know, a better time holding on to these things, you know, to be really honest with you. But it was a great event, Pete. I mean, you know, you and I were both there. I loved it. And as a matter of fact, Jimmy, Pete had so much fun that when I ask him to talk, you're not even going to recognize him. So, Pete the Intern, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to talk, but I have, you know, almost no voice today.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good, Jimmy. I don't know what's going on with him. Jimmy, make a diagnosis.
What happened?
I don't even know what happened, actually.
We got a
girl. To be honest.
Puberty happened.
We got a girls' volleyball tournament.
No, but the guy's outside of playing volleyball.
I saw that.
Yes, we have Chico, Pancho, Rancho, and El Kikatin there playing outside.
Hey, we got some setup out there, man. Even got the music going and everything.
Well, you know, did you like their goalposts?
They know how to enjoy themselves. Yeah, they got orange cones.
They got the cones.
With a fucking rope.
And no, they got the yellow warning tape.
Yeah. Oh, that's what that is, the tape?
Yeah, you know, like the do not cross police
tape. Yeah, I looked at it briefly.
Hey, Rancho, give me the pass. Okay, no problem, man.
Yeah, I was checking that out. I was actually wondering who was winning, the Spanish guy or the Spanish guy.
I don't know. I pulled up on my bike. The girl stopped to look at me.
Well, yeah, I stopped to look at you, too, because you look like a fucking maniac. But speaking of which, Jimmy the Bull...
Wait, get back to the deadlift. Are you allowed to use straps on it?
Yes, yes. You are allowed to use straps.
So how come Derek didn't use straps?
I believe Derek was using straps. Right.
His grip gave out, you said.
Yeah, well, his grip did give out. You know, he dropped the bar like 34. I mean, you know, you have to understand, this is not only a test of grip strength, but it's also endurance.
Endurance.
Yeah, when he was at around rep 20, that's where you clearly saw that he was winded, right?
I mean, he looked like he was done at 20. Yeah. I don't even know how he got past that.
And actually, you know how Derek Poundstone, you know, he's known for looking actually almost like an off-season bodybuilder. He got the full round big muscle. Now, yeah. I think about a week ago, him and his wife traveled to, I'm not sure if it was South America or like, you know, some place. Do you remember where they went?
I don't remember exactly.
Yeah, no. but like it looked like he had a really good off season because, you know, he was very bloated looking to me. Yeah. I don't know, Pete, am I wrong in this? Did he look like
a
typical?
Yeah, I think he was like 30 pounds heavier or something than the last
time. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
30 pounds?
He looked massive. He looked absolutely massive, but you saw right away that, you know, from probably the second or third rep, that he was doing these very full, perfect, you know, conventional deadlifts.
He wasn't going to make it. That's what
no way he was going to make it. Yeah. But anyway, he stopped at rep 20, right?
You and, have to touch the floor?
No. You absolutely have
you
to touch the floor.
Can you bounce it or you got to stop?
You can bounce it if you want.
Tap and go?
Right. You can do the tap and go, which he was doing. Yeah. But, you know, you have to rest at the top, okay? So he rested at the top for, I guess like 4 or 5 seconds at like rep 20. He repped out a few more, and then he started to use this technique like I was trying to describe before where, he was like resting the bar on his thighs. And you got to understand, this is 405, Jimmy. Yeah. So, I mean, you know, to have that bar resting there, you know, he was trying to readjust his grip, I noticed. Now, he did this thing where
he was losing it at that point.
Oh, yeah, totally. So, you know, again, this is like at rep 25.
It's still a lot of reps.
Yeah. So what he did was, which is, again, like people don't understand. Like at 20 reps with 405.
That's
a
lot, man.
Yeah, I mean, already you have to have good breathing endurance.
Be careful, too, because you can blow your back out. Anything could happen
at that point. So he had this cool technique where I guess he kind of let the bar slide down a little bit, and then he would get a rep by bouncing it down, and that's where I think he readjusted his grip, was at the bottom. It was a very cool technique, and then he got like 3 more reps, and he did this all the way to about 34. And 34, he went to go stand with it slipped right out. So that was the max. Now Mark Lurch was in the sumo stance, okay? He must have perfected this stance. Now, I was talking to a couple of strongman guys, the guys who host the RX Power Hour, Nathan Payton, Ryan Bracewell, who's a pro, and they were saying how the sumo deadlift is actually a lot more difficult to, like, stay in that position for a sustained amount of reps as opposed to the conventional deadlift. I've never really tried sumo deadlift, so I can't say either way. You know, to me, it just looks kind of strange and shit.
Really widespread.
Which you would actually relate to this, because to me it looks like a horse stance when you're doing martial arts, correct?
Right.
So imagine doing that with 405 going straight down.
Yeah,
okay,
that's hard.
So this guy was not just doing reps; he was like it was speed reps. He looked like a piston, right?
You gotta,
Pete.
Yeah. He was right out from the start. He was just going,
and it was tap and go.
You have to. It's all about time, you know.
Right.
The longer you rest and stop, you're burning. It's, you know,
exactly.
The clock's ticking.
Right. So I would say for every rep that, like, Derek did, like, Mark Lurch must have got, like, 1.5. Well, yeah, well, I mean, if he got 3, he'd be up to 65. Yeah. He was somewhere in, like, the 1.5 rep range, because it was, like, 1, 2, 3, 4. And, you know, he...
That's the way to do it.
Right. So he mastered it. He knew that he was going to take this. Now, after that was all over, you know, Derek pounced on doing 34 reps, then goes on to pull 850 for like the max, which is just insane. Because
that's
imagine,
crazy.
Right? Imagine Pete running around the block 20 times and then being asked to do, a max fucking pull up, like weight attached to you, and like, hey, go ahead, lift this fucking thing.
Because your back is fried at that point.
Your back is destroyed, exactly, and also your leg. So it was actually a really fun event.
That's pretty good.
And it was held at Derek's gym, which is essentially his own personal training center. Okay, it's like a strongman training facility. It's actually a compound. It doesn't, you know, it's not like a full size gym or anything. You walk in and you fall out the front, you fall out the back window like the second you step inside. But a very nice facility. A lot of people were there. I wish you would have been there. I invited you. I know that Dave didn't invite you, but you know, that's all the time. Right. Well, Pete and I get invited after the fact. Like, you know, we're like told to be someplace.
I believe you told me about it. It was you said it was Connecticut, right?
Yeah, it was a Saturday. No, it was Sunday actually. Oh, but Sunday. I wanted you to come Saturday so that we can kind of hang out and then go the next day together, because that's my perception of what a crew should be. But
I was probably working. I mean,
Yeah. So all right, now you know we finally got you back in the studio. You know, the last time you were on the road, I was talking to a few friends of mine at the gym. These guys were laughing hysterical. They said you couldn't believe the second you came on, you're blowing the horn. You're like complaining about these people driving too close to you.
Oh, you called me. I was already, you know, halfway where I was going, so I was already in my mode. You know what I mean?
Right. So
people
now
piss me off when I drive, even now tonight with a bike. You know.
So now we finally got you back in the studio. Okay, and
you're telling me about all types of hours that you're working. You're telling me about these. Right. And actually, when you first walked into the studio, the first thing I said to you was, Jimmy, you're all right. And you look worked. And now, just before we go to start the show, I'm like, all right, Jimmy, you ready? He's like, yeah, you know, I'm ready. His phone goes off. And it's basically this guy at his job wondering where the hell he is. So not only do you have to work crazy hours.
The union job.
Right. They're keeping, they're like tracking you as if you're wearing a fucking bracelet.
Well, you know what it is? We work night and day, and we have shifts and crews. So a lot of times, a couple of guys, we ride together at night, when they go to the yard, they don't know if I took a truck and left already. Oh, I didn't get in yet, you know. So they radio, you know. You're working tonight. Right. Where are you? And they wonder, because that's what we do. We usually follow each other at night, you know. We go to dump and we come back, you know.
Right.
It's a lot of driving.
Now, let me ask you a question. What's like the average amount of hours that you've been working for like a week? Because I'm guessing it has to be in the 60-70 range at this point, man.
Yeah, I mean, well, let's put it this way. I go in at night. I didn't go in tonight though. But
Oh yeah, you had to do the show. So.
Yeah, I told them how to take off. They didn't like that, but I go in. Usually, I got to go in and get the truck around 8 o'clock.
Right.
In Queens. Then we work in Staten Island right now. That's where a lot of work is. You know, or the airport. Tomorrow I'm working in the airport. But so we got to be on the job at 10. And we mill and do asphalt all night. We get signed out at 5.
Asphalt,
yeah. Mm. And we get signed out at like 5, 6 in the morning. Then I got to drive back, you know, depending on if they make us go to Jersey and dump the last load, whichever one it is, Staten Island, Jersey. Then I got to drive back over to Verrazano Bridge,
you know, back to Brooklyn
yeah. back to the yard, clean the truck, fuel it up, get in my car, and drive from Queens all the way out to Huntington.
Wow. You know?
And then I go and get in the van. By that time, I'm home by about 7:30, 8 o'clock.
Whoa.
Get the van, and I go pick up my guys, and we go through some floors and work till around maybe 3 o'clock. I call it quits. I go home, get a little something to eat, shower. I get about 2 hours nap. And then 6:30, at 7 o'clock, I split and I go back.
My God, man! They got
you
working
doing that
like
for
crazy.
Like 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, yeah. You know, someone was asking me where you live, and you know, I couldn't really tell him because I know that you were, that you were moving, and
moved.
Right, I heard that now you moved to actually, you know, like a nice place and everything, and you're all settled down there.
I got a ranch, 3-bedroom ranch. It's in Huntington. It's just up. It's more south now. I was all the way north by the water.
Gotcha.
Which is a pain in the ass because I'm in the village. And so, you know, you got traffic, the people, you know, they can't drive for shit, you know. And plus, it's like a little mini Manhattan. So, like, even tonight when I was coming here, they're driving slow because it's traffic. But, you know, they're shopping. They're looking through the windows or what restaurant they want to go, you know. So, it's a fucking nightmare, you know. So, yeah. I went around this one Lexus. I was behind him, and he's got his right blinker on. It looked like he was going to make a right. But I could see he was looking around, so I fucking burned around him with the bike, you know. And he's laying on the horn. I'm like, I put my finger up, fuck you, you know, and I kept going. And then he comes up behind me, so he wasn't going to make a right. The fucker just had his blinker on, you know, his fucking asshole.
Well,
you know?
He probably was going to make the right, but he scared the shit out of him.
I don't know. No, I think it looked like he was going to make it right, but then when I went around him, he was laying on a horn and shit, him and his wife there, whatever, you know, and I said, his motherfucker, and then he starts coming up behind me, and I'm like, look at this prick. He wasn't even going to make a right. Figures, he's in a Lexus, you know? Some of my Lexuses and BMWs, a lot of the older people with the BMW, they don't signal. They're just like, I don't know what it is with these motherfuckers.
I think that they can't see like right up until that they actually have to turn. But you're right. It's like I'll be.
You know what I hate? I hate when I pull up to an intersection or something, right? And I'm waiting, and there's no traffic coming this way, and there's a car coming on this way in the right lane, right?
Right, you know, right. Off to my left. From the right lane, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm waiting for him because I don't know if he's going to continue straight. So I'm waiting to make the turn, right? And they come all the way up to the corner.
But he just stops.
And they turn. They turn right.
Right, yeah, but so, see.
No
right.
signal.
Right, they, so, you know, they never signal.
It's inconsiderate. Like, if the fucking prick fucking had his signal
then
on.
You would have went.
I would have made my fucking turn. No, he's fucking coming. And I'm being considerate. I'm waiting for the fucking scumbag. And all of a sudden, he comes up to the corner and he hangs a right. I look at him. I'm like, look at this fucking bitch. She's on the phone. Yeah, just right. hangs a right and her little fucking Beamer. I'm like, so I lay on the horn. I give it a fucking finger, you know? thanks for letting me know, you prick.
I've noticed that people don't like to fucking signal in Long Island.
Yeah, but you got to, you know, it's not only for, you know, to let the other person know. Actually,
it's for safety.
It is safety.
It's total safety.
You letting the other person know.
Yeah, but what about the guy behind you, too? I mean, it's everything.
That, too.
Because you see, the problem is that when you're making a right turn, and there's only one lane, and you must follow this guy behind you, when he's slowing down, you don't know if it's because that he's slowing down because there's a problem.
You don't know what he's doing.
Right. And then at the last second he turns, like, you know, the light's red, and you get fucked at the light. There's no, you're completely correct. They are inconsiderate. I have no idea.
I always, maybe because I drive a truck, but I always use my signal just because I know there's morons out there. So I want to let the fucking moron know what I'm doing.
Yeah, but I mean, you know,
because you don't fucking hit me, you know.
But it's the law. You'll get a ticket.
It is the law. So I mean, it is. But you know, yeah. Nobody. You know, and then the other thing is, you know, when you come into a turn, you're going to make a right or a left. You know, I throw my signal on maybe about 100 feet or so before the turn. Slow down. I throw my blinker on. I slow him down on purpose, you know, and I throw the blinker on because
right.
I want to let this fucking jerk off know I'm making a turn. Because a lot of them ride right up your ass.
Oh, yeah. He's a jerk off.
You know? Oh, he's definitely a jerk off. So, and then I hit the other guy. The other day, I'm driving. You know, I'm going back home, and I'm fucking behind this Mercedes. You know, and he's going. We're going by Prime. I live by Prime. You know, Prime, the steakhouse. It's a big fucking steakhouse down here. But
Huntington.
Yeah, in Huntington. All the way down north, all the way to the end.
Yeah, we need to go there. Go have some bolognese.
It's a giant. I mean, it's a great place, but. You know, like all the people with cash go there. You know, you see Lamborghinis, yeah. Bentleys. You know.
We should go over there. Why not?
I go there in my fucking van.
Who cares? No, we should. No, you go there with your Harley, man. Come on.
I've been there on my bike. Yeah, there you go. I got a great outdoor thing in the back. They got a fire pit. It's right on the water.
You, me, and Pete should just go over there when it's like cool. Days away from one of these shows.
Tell you something. It really is a cool place.
All right,
it's a little expensive, but you know.
Who cares? We have to do it every now and then.
I don't go there a lot because I'm broke. But you know, a couple of times I did go there and I had a lot of fun. But you know, that place is very crowded. So it's traffic. The valet guys, they run across the street. The parking gets full. And then across the street, they got another parking lot, right? So you'll be coming down the fucking road.
The guys are running?
Yeah,
and
they just dart, you know, because they want to get another car. Yeah, so yeah. I'll be coming down, you know, the road, my bike, or I'm drinking, whatever the fuck, you know, I'm not supposed to be, but anyway, I'm buying half of the bag. All of a sudden, this fucking guy goes, whoof, right there. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
And I go out the way, you fucking jerk off. Yeah. But he don't care because they're making
money. Care.
And they're in dark clothing.
Right.
You know, just fucking, I was going to say, this guy in the Mercedes, right? I'm following him, he's slowing down, he's speeding up, he's slowing down. Look at this motherfucker, because I'm always in a rush. I always ain't going to go somewhere, you know? And he's slowing down, he's speeding up, and it's like then he takes off. I go, oh, good, he finally made up his mind, this fucking moron. And I fucking drive on. All of a sudden, he slams his brake on and he throws his blinker on. What fucking good is that?
I hate that.
You slam your brake on, turn your blinker on, then you make the fucking turn.
Right. He's he acted like he was gonna go forward, and then he ends up making the fucking right.
He slams
left,
his brake on, then he throws the blinker. Why even bother putting your blinker on?
Because they think they own the road. But you know, Pete and I were actually in a pretty fucking scary situation because we were Pete. I actually made Pete drive, and I probably shouldn't have, but, you know, Pete's like a sport about it, and you were like really, really nice about it, Pete. So, but, you know, we had to drive out to Connecticut. So I figured, why don't we leave, 12 hours before then?
You took your car?
No. He, his.
All right.
So, you know, I figured whatever, you know, we'll go at a nice, slow, calm pace, and we were making good time, right? Mm. Out of nowhere.
What'd you take, 95?
Well, it was 95, but then you know his GPS was going crazy with the traffic because it was shitloads of traffic. But yeah, let's say we were on 95 because 95
is
all these fucking people from Connecticut. And listen, anyone from Connecticut listening, there's something. Look. If the speed limit is 55, that doesn't mean you have to fucking drive 55. Okay, don't worry about it. Drive 60. It's fine.
65 is even good.
Okay, now they should probably put a minimum fucking speed limit because that causes accidents, okay?
Yeah.
Here's what's happening. Pete's going maybe 65, 70, maybe. Everyone else is doing 85, right? Out of nowhere, red lights. So then Pete's like fucking
95?
On 95. Red lights. Came out of nowhere. I don't know if we were coming up on a turn. And Pete, what happened?
Yeah, we had to stop. Stop. Stop short.
It's okay, Pete. Take a little water.
We had to stop short. Every fucking car behind
me. You're actually cute with that voice, Pete. I'm actually liking you with that voice.
Thanks. I did it for you.
Thank you.
And the car behind me had to swerve out of the way because every car behind me had to stop short.
He literally swerved. He went on the shoulder.
Right into the shoulder, yeah.
It was a pretty fucking
scary
moment. Why,
did the guy stop short?
Well, because you know, Pete was doing the right thing. Like, he was slowing down. But I guess that, like, the guy must have thought because of the depth perception or something, it didn't seem as if the cars were as close as they were. And maybe they should put that, like, little sign, objects are actually closer than they appear, you know, on the front of the fucking windshield. But the next thing I know, we're practically kissing the car's ass in front of us. And the guy behind us, I look, and he was on the shoulder, and I was like, "Holy shit!" Like,
yeah,
you know,
rear-ended you.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible. Yeah. But that shit must have happened about 5 or 6 times. Now, why? Because people slam their fucking brakes.
Yeah, I know.
They just slam their brakes. They don't even care. So meanwhile, you know, they're doing 55, whatever. But people in Connecticut, listen, just you know, like, it's okay. Drive your car, you know. Mm. It's just go a little bit faster. You know, it's
go
fine.
A little faster.
Just a little bit, like 56. Like, fucking help me out, because this is ridiculous. No, it was a fucking crawl. It was horrible. But Long Island definitely has a problem when, like, it comes to signals, and, you know, not
nobody,
for nothing.
Nobody fucking signals.
Right. It's, come on. You know, you got to be a little more considerate. But Pete happens to be, like, you know, an excellent driver. He could be a fucking chauffeur, man.
Yeah,
I mean, good job for you, Pete.
Yeah. I don't mind driving.
Right? No, he's very, very calm at the wheel. Even if there's, like, assholes surrounding him, and he's just, okay, that's it. I'm just gonna drive, and I really don't give a shit.
He's like that all the time. Yeah.
No, he's collected. You know,
the monotone, the you know, personality. Yeah.
Let me.
I don't know if he's happy or sad.
Let me ask you a question about Pete. If you just saw Pete, right, and like you met him for the first time, right?
Right.
What kind of person would you say he is? Happy, sad, angry? You know.
If I didn't say anything either.
Right.
Well, I have to say, my brother Anthony is exactly like Pete.
What's his disorder?
No, they don't show emotion. Like,
right.
Really, you know. You know. So my brother, you don't know if he's sad, happy, depressed, on the verge of killing himself. You don't know. And they never talk about their lives either. Like, my brother, I gotta find out through the family what he's doing. Like, he'll never tell me. What he's doing. Yeah, I always told him, I said, you know, you make a great mafia guy, Anthony, because you don't fucking say nothing. You don't talk, you know? He was going to move to Georgia 6 months ago, you know?
And you didn't know until he moved?
I found out through my mother. My mother says, yeah, he's moving. I said, what? So I call him up. I said, Andy, you moving to Georgia? Well, we went down there. I said, you went down there? I didn't know the fuck he went down there. You know what I mean? The guy don't talk, man. He just don't talk.
Yeah, because...
I guess that's good in a way, but, you know.
I'm
your fucking brother. You know, fucking tell me.
Some of the feedback that Pete's been getting is he's an angry person.
Angry?
Yeah, which is kind of funny.
I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, Pete, am I bullshitting?
You know, a lot of times, especially women, if I walk up to them, they look at me and they say, right away, before I say anything, you look mad, and you look angry, you're in a bad mood, I don't say anything.
I have a feeling that's...
Are you smiling when you approach these people? Or you got a straight face on?
Probably my straight face, yeah.
Poker face.
Yeah.
Well, that's why. Why don't you, put a little smile on, man?
Feel like, hey... What nationality do you think I am?
I know, if I don't smile and I'm walking to a room, people think I'm going to kill somebody too.
Well, no.
So I gotta put a little half smile on when I walk around, just so people don't get worried, you know?
Is that what you do? You kind of fake it a little bit this way?
I'm going to whack them with a fucking chair or something, you know?
Yeah.
Which could happen.
Yeah, that was the feedback of the weekend, that, like, Pete is an angry person, but I've like definitely experienced otherwise. But the weekend was very fun, Jimmy. I got to say, this Europa show was like a mini Arnold, which is what I tell everyone. I think I even said it on the show before. But moving right along, Jimmy. So I understand that you have a new female in your life, but, you know, she doesn't run on anything. You know, she doesn't eat food. She eats gas. Is that accurate? You got a new car?
Yep, I got a new car.
Brand new car.
That's the whole thing. See, I moved. I had to get this new house. You know, I could have got an apartment, but, you know, I got dogs. I got the kids on and off.
How many dogs do you have again?
I got three dogs.
Right,
I
three
got
of
a
them.
Pit bull. I got a mini Yorkshire, and I got a poosh. Poodle Shih Tzu. Don't ask me, man.
That's funny.
The little Yorkshire, I saved in it from a nail shop from some crazy fucking bitch with red hair.
Really?
My girlfriend was in a nail shop, and I went in there to see what's taking so fucking long, as I wanted to go because I was outside waiting. And I walk in and some lady was there with red hair. You know, she's got the dog on her lap. She goes, I can't read this fucking dog. My daughter dumped it on my... She's going through a divorce. You know, I'm just going to let this thing go in the street. I can't watch it. You know, so I was looking at her like... You know, she looked a little nuts, you know. So I said, what are you going to do with the dog, lady? You know, she goes, I'm just going to... When I leave here, I'm just going to cut it loose. I said, you can't just cut it loose.
Cut it loose.
You know. She goes, yeah, you take the dog. I says, you want to give me the
dog? Wow.
I said, give me the dog. And I took the dog.
Wow. See, people like that, I don't understand.
You know, so then she wanted my number, and I gave her my number. So then what happened was, a couple of days later, her daughter called me.
Wants to know where the dog is?
Yeah, she wanted to know where the dog was. Mm-hmm. I said, wait a minute. I suppose that was your mother in the nail shop. Your mother gave us the dog. I gave her my phone. He adopted the dog. You know, I said, my kids love the dog now.
Done.
I said, what do you... She goes, that dog helped me through my divorce.
Really?
Can I come and see her? I said, you want to come and see her? I said,
conjugal visit?
What do you mean you want to come see her? She goes, can I get visitation? You know, can I come?
She wanted visitation for the dog.
Yeah, she wanted to come like every other weekend and take the dog.
She wanted to take the dog. Oh, kind of like if it was custody battle.
Wow. I said, listen, man. That ain't fucking happening.
Right, she can come visit, but that's about
you
it.
You want to come by, you know, play in the fucking yard, you know, play some ball with the fucking dog, whatever you want, you know, pet it, feed it, whatever you want to do. Yeah, the dog ain't leaving. I'm not giving you the dog, all right? You want to come see her? No problem.
Wow. Yeah.
So she was crying. You don't understand. That dog was with me many nights.
But you know what? The dog was being fucking abandoned.
Your mother told me that she had her. Your mother had her and told her she was going to get, you know, she couldn't have the dog. She was going to get rid of it because you didn't want the dog.
Wow.
She goes, well, I moved it to a new place I can't have. I said, well.
So then that's it. Too bad. Done.
I said, that's it, man. I said, you're welcome to stop by.
And, you know what? I'm like wondering.
I'm not going to be attached to you, motherfucker. Yeah. I already have that situation going on. Right? How the fuck need you come
by
every other weekend and taking the dog? Please. The fuck out of here.
That's see, look at that. I had no idea about that, Jimmy. I had no idea about this story. Did you, Pete? I never heard about this one.
No. This is very
that's what happened, man.
You saved the dog from...
So my neighbor down the street, Len, he's retired, you know, whatever, a school teacher. But so he, you know, he knows, he's Googled me in the past, you know, and he's, you know, talked about my career. You know, he's very impressed with me. You know, he's probably in his 80s, you know?
Yeah.
So what he does is when I walk past his house with Minnie, he takes pictures.
Minnie is the name of...
The Yorkshire, yeah.
The Yorkie.
Yeah. And Mia is the
Minnie
the
and Mia.
Yeah, and Bella is the pit bull.
Right. Stop. Every Italian guy that I know has a dog, female, named Bella.
Yeah.
Every single one of you guys.
Well, you know what that means in Italian.
Yeah, you're beautiful.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but I mean,
she was beautiful.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm sure she's gorgeous and she looks good in the dress and all that shit.
When I adopted Bella, all right, the people that gave it, they named. I said, "What's the dog?" They had the name for the dog already. She was only 7 weeks old. I said, "What's the name?" They said, "Jane." I said, "Jane." I said, "That fucking name's Jane." As soon as I leave the building,
you don't like Jane.
Yeah. Jane.
Well, why not? You could have got another dog called Tarzan. It would have been perfect.
Yeah, another pit bull. So I changed the name anyway. I kicked some names around, and then I was like, you know what? Bella fits her. You know, she is a Bella. It really, the name kind of fits the dog after a while. Yeah. You know,
I think she's
very loving dog. She sleeps with me every night.
Oh really?
Oh yeah, man.
She's probably more faithful.
Jumps up on the bed, and she's got to put her body right up against me. I got to kick her and fucking push her because I can't.
You kicked the dog?
I don't kick. I got to push her because I can't even move. You know what I mean?
She's taking up too much of the bed.
All my fucking covers.
What is she like?
Pull the cover.
She's probably like 12 inches.
She's 85 pounds.
Yeah, but how long is she? She's not as long as you. You don't gotta like take up the whole bed.
She's big, man.
Really?
Yeah, she's pretty long.
Oh man, that's pretty funny.
She's all black with a white chest.
See, we have to have a dog day again. You have to bring in your crew over there because remember when Dave brought in Abby and Bella and Minnie and Mia and all them. So
I'll bring Bella in if you want. Yeah, she's cool.
We have to bring like a male dog in here. Don't you have a dog, Pete?
I got three females.
I actually have two dogs.
And one of them's a male, right?
Yeah.
So why don't you bring the male in and see how he reacts to all these women in his life? That'd be awesome.
He's retarded.
Maybe your dog is going to start picking them up,
My dog's retarded. He's retarded.
Literally?
Yeah.
Why? What does
kind
he
of dog
do?
Say, what's
it's the guy, the boy dog's Bichon. He's
Bichon Frise?
Yeah. He's like, I think he's supposed to be like 15 pounds. He's like 30.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Is he overweight?
Mm-hmm. He's got Cushing's disease.
Ah, really?
He's got like all these problems, yeah.
Poor dog.
A cushy disease?
Cushing's.
So was he like pillows or something? What
does that mean? It's a Cushing disease. Well, he's Cushing's. Like,
what does that mean?
Describe it.
Cushing's disease, I think exactly, is they have, they secrete too much cortisol. So they're like all stressed out. So he's like he whines and shit all day and
I must have that fucking disease.
He can't build any muscle.
It made him get fat. He's weak. And
I feel bad for him.
I don't have that.
I got the
fat.
Right. Well, that's because your testosterone is very low.
I was drunk as shit this morning.
And what happened?
I went to the barbecue last night for 4th of July. I didn't want to fucking go because I was having a mellow day. It was my first day off, so my friend calls me on the radio, you know, he says, you're going to come by the barbecue at 3 o'clock, blah, blah, blah. I says, all right, man, so I went over there, you know. So I got a case of Yingling, and I went over there.
I just like the name of that beer, Yingling.
So I go over there, and he surprises me. He has, you know, because, you know, Jägermeister is my favorite drink, you know. He went out and bought a Jägermeister cooler.
Right.
Now, what it is you do shots out of it. It's you actually
shots out of it. That's
crazy. You actually it's a cooler designed to, you take the bottle, you turn it upside down, and it has like a connection with a little nipple on the outside of the cooler, and you fill it with ice, and the Jägermeister bottle's in there upside down. So you know, like the regular igloo coolers, you pull a little nipple and you get the, that's what it is, but it's Jägermeister comes out, but it's ice cold, you know, so naturally, I started fucking doing it. And then he had the Jägermeister shot glasses too. I was doing shots, you know, we were sitting outside by the fire, and the fireworks were going off all over the fucking place, you know, and I was just doing Jäger at the, I drank like a fucking bottle and a half of Jäger. I don't remember leaving. I woke up this morning in my clothes. All right, I had to fucking get up, shower. I was actually leaned over in the shower to pick up the bar soap, and I fell. My head hit the wall because I had no balance. My balance was off. Yeah, I was like, I can't believe that I did this to myself. And I had to work like, you know how hot it was today. I had to go fucking sand the floor in Kings Park and stain it. I was fucking, my hands were shaking like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I was in bad shape, man. You know,
you're a fucking degenerate drunk.
So like when Jeff texted me tonight, I had to go home. I had to lay down. Like fucking 2 hours. That's why
you knocked out.
Yeah, man. I had to come home. I was so out of it, you know. And
I was telling Pete about that. I was like, "What the fuck?" Like he calls me, and then the next thing I know, he's sleeping.
I came home. I threw the air on. You know, Bella jumped in bed with me. I just fucking passed out, man, for like 2 hours. I didn't hear. You know, the beeper went off. My foreman was calling me, telling me about tomorrow. So that's how I got up. And then because I text you back later, a couple hours later.
Oh no! I got all of them, but I'm actually pretty fascinated by like Pete's voice. I'm gonna ask him to come over here for a minute because like I want him to read something, and like I want to see if this is gonna come out the way that I think it's gonna come out. Okay, let's see if he's a good actor. Right now, I want you to read this right here. Right, no, just okay. Right, hold on, wait. No! I don't say it. All right. I want to see if he can guess what famous role you're like playing, because I think that he has the perfect voice for this. Okay, so I want you to read starting from right there. Go for it. Very very loud.
We have known each other many years.
Oh, you sound regular now.
You know each other many years. That's what I'm gonna say.
We have known each other many years.
Oh my God.
All right, acting, forget it.
You sound like you're proposing to another guy.
We've known each other many years.
It is. He was standing. He was leaning over. So
right. You know what?
He's not sitting
down.
Hold
on. Try that. Try to like lean over and talk to your mic. And let's see if we can cure this.
In a different position. So all the mucus must have been going into his vocal cords and making him only the high pitched ones were talking.
No, I don't think it's helping.
What are you talking about? You sound clearer right now. Talk.
Sit down and do it like you were doing, because that's when you lean over.
All right. How do I sound now? Do I sound better?
How do I sound?
How do I sound?
No, I think you sound fucked up, but you're all right.
But you don't ask me with respect. You don't offer friendship. You don't even think to call me Godfather.
You gotta put cotton in your mouth. That's the only
thing. Come into my mouth on this thing.
Cock or cotton.
All right, well, we'll try to get Pete to put a cock in his mouth so that he can do Vito Corleone. We gotta take a quick break. This is After Hours with the Whack Pack. I am your host tonight, Jeff the Producer, with Jimmy the Angry Bull Pelleccia in studio, along with Pete the Intern. We'll be back in a minute.
This is After Hours featuring the Whack Pack.
Myotropics Physique Nutrition is the most exciting supplement company to come along in decades. That's because Myotropics isn't just another company. It's the brainchild of iconic metabolic expert, Dr. Scott Connolly, the inventor of the original body recomposition product that changed the industry and allowed millions of people to get in the best shape of their life. And CEO Vince Andrich, author of the groundbreaking Physique Athlete Guide. Myotropics' flagship product, Physique 2.0, contains their exclusive Meta Effects Amino CD protein compound that maximizes whole body protein economy, your personal linchpin for gaining and retaining the most muscle while also shedding maximum body fat. Plus, Physique 2.0 contains the world's first legitimate fat-burning carbohydrate, Meta Effects FAO-CHO, for full hard muscle and increased fat burn. If you live to develop the ultimate physique, go with Myotropics, real people that live to develop physique nutrition. Go to myotropics.com. It's your body. It's your art. Master it. Myotropics.com.
P28 High Protein Bread is the official bread of RX Muscle. Are you looking to incorporate more protein into your meals or just want to enjoy bread again? Then look no further. Try the 100% natural P28 High Protein Bread. P28 High Protein Bread is a formulated revolutionary breakthrough product. Packed with whey protein isolate, 14 grams of protein per slice, 12 grams of carbs, 8 essential amino acids, and made with 100% whole wheat. Fear bread no more. Build a better body with P28. B28. Order today at highproteinbread.com. B28 is also now available at bodybuilding.com and many other retailers. Order now, highproteinbread.com. B28 bread, RX muscle approved.
Out on the edge of fitness and endurance, there's a line. It's where winners and losers are defined. That's the narrow place where Gamma O gives the serious competitor the extra step. That extra kick nobody knew was there. Gamma O raises your testosterone level naturally and legally. So before you step up to the line one more time, be prepared to bring it with Gamma O, the all-natural testosterone booster. Gamma O is available nationwide at general nutrition centers or on the web at GammaO.com.
Iron Mag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com and check out our top-selling pro-anabolics. Methadrol Extreme, Super DMZ RX, Cytostain RX, and E-Control RX with 6OXO. Iron Mag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit IronMagLabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
Fusion Bodybuilding makes bodybuilding's strongest supplements, and they're committed to giving back to you. Fusion Bodybuilding not only want to promote the bodybuilding lifestyle, but they also want to help build the sport. Bodybuilding is all they do. It's their obsession. You know the feeling. That's why you're here. Visit Fusion Bodybuilding at FusionBodybuilding.com or join in on the conversation on the Fusion Bodybuilding fan page on Facebook, where you'll find IFBB Pro Q&As, contest giveaways, and nothing but in-depth bodybuilding talk. Fusion Bodybuilding, bodybuilding's strongest supplements. Head over to FusionBodybuilding.com today.
So are you from Australia, paying far too much for supplements with the inflating whey and amino prices? Why not check out the all-new RX Muscle Australia for the latest Australian and worldwide content and coverage. While you're there, check out Bulk Nutrient Supplement Store, the official supplement store for RX Muscle Australia. You can visit Bulk Nutrients at bulknutrients.com.au, your one-stop shop, and also check out the all-new rxmuscle.com.au. RX Muscle Australia, the truth in Australian bodybuilding.
RxMuscle.com. Now you have a place to turn when you want the truth on bodybuilding, diet, and exercise. Up-to-the-minute news and more. Visit the RxMuscle.com forums featuring celebrity Q&As with IFBB professional athletes, top amateurs, and the brightest minds in the industry. Listen to our weekly radio shows, including Heavy Muscle Radio, Muscle Girls Inc., After Hours, and more. Contest coverage, videos, even our own social networking site, RX Muscle Place. Visit RxMuscle.com.
Welcome back to After Hours featuring the Whack Pack. This is Jeff, the producer, filling in for Dave Palumbo, who is at the NPC Team Universe in Teaneck, New Jersey. I'm sitting here with Jimmy, the Angry Bull Pelleccia, Pete, the intern, and we're discussing all types of wacky stuff behind the scenes that just entertain, anger, and upset us, and make us smile, laugh, and wonder what the fuck is going on in this world. But Jimmy, tell me something new that, like, you know, I haven't heard in, like, you know, the last 5 years. Tell me something interesting about the bull that no one knows about.
I had a question.
Uh-oh.
That picture, that 8x10 in the inside the office there,
yeah.
The Hellboy.
The
water dude. What was his name in there?
Oh, no. Silver Surfer in there?
The guy who was like a fish. He was in Hellboy. You know, he.
Oh, do you know what he's talking about?
No.
The actor that played him gave Dave an autographed
Was that the actual actor?
That was the actual actor. He was on Heavy Muscle Radio. I forgot his name. I'm going
to
find out.
You don't know that part, Jeff? Pete?
So you don't know the Silver Surfer guy?
No. In Hellboy, it was
the character. Did you see Hellboy?
No.
You didn't see Hellboy?
No, I never saw it.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Well, guess what, Jimmy?
What?
I never saw it either.
Oh, man. Come
I never
on.
Saw it. I was never interested in Hellboy, to be honest.
Nah.
I guess
you gotta be into that kind
of
stuff.
I'm more of like an X-Men, Wolverine type.
Well, that's just along the same kind of line.
Nah, that's that's not really the traditional characters. Like, you know, I'm into the Avengers, Thor, Captain America, Spider-Man, you know, Iron Man, and all those guys.
Was Hellboy a comic book also?
Yeah. He was a comic book. I'm not sure if he was Marvel.
Was it Marvel?
I'm not totally sure what a comic. I don't know anything about him other than, like, he looked like a guy who was from hell because he was all in red and
That's what he was. What happened was they opened up a porthole or some shit and he popped out as a baby.
Really?
And then some professor raised him. And that's how the whole thing started.
Right. And there was like a fish character in that, or like this guy
played? Yeah, then there was like this aqua dude who had like gills and like, you know, the eyes and all that shit.
What was the whole point of that? What was his role there?
I don't fucking know. I think he was...
he was just an extra?
you know what it is? They fought... creatures from the other side of the dimension would go, you know, break through once in a while, and their job, it was like kind of like Men in Black. They're like Hellboy and his crew. They were supposed to be like, you know, not known. They used to go attack these
right,
kill them or send them back or whatever. That's what it was, you know. So was
and you were cool. you were interested in the guy who?
Well, I like the actor because I watch Sons of Anarchy and
right,
Ron Perlman.
Yeah.
Is the actor.
Yeah, right, right. He's the main, he's Hellboy.
Yeah. Yeah. I like Ron Perlman, yeah, so.
Guy who played Silver Surfer, Doug Jones. Doug Jones. And that's the same guy who played your fish character that I've never seen in a Hellboy. But, you know, speaking of movies.
Well, you saw the picture on the wall, right?
Yeah. No. I actually have an autographed copy of the Silver Surfer picture from Doug Jones, which was very cool. I got that framed on my wall.
Silver Surfer is what? That's from.
Silver Surfer is from the Fantastic Four movie. You know, he's basically, it's this huge, complicated story that I'm not really sure if they really described it too well, but there's this being that like goes around the universe and the galaxy. He swallows other planets, and the Silver Surfer goes around and he makes sure that this, you know, he's like searching for planets.
There was a movie like that.
It's called Rise of the Silver Surfer.
No. I don't think it was. It was a guy, it was like all these people that had these certain powers.
Yeah, Fantastic Four. It was four people that had, you know, one of them could turn into fire, you know, another one could stretch out, another one could be invisible, and then the other one was the thing. A gigantic big dude who kind of looks like you with the arms, and he was going around and
I know that movie. This was another movie though. This was
X-Men?
Shit, I can't remember.
Maybe it was Sex-Men.
No, I would remember that.
What was the name of the movie, Pete?
A
planet swallower.
This dude was a scientist, and he went into the, like, this ray. He got hit with these beams or whatever, turned into this silver guy. He was illuminated. And he
blue?
Right.
Oh, Watchmen.
Yeah, that's
Watchmen.
It.
See,
goddamn.
I know my shit, man.
Jesus Christ. Thank you. Because I was having a fucking goddamn meltdown.
So Watchmen was actually a great movie.
Yeah, Watchmen, right. Yeah.
That was a really, really intense movie, but...
Wasn't that dude, that dude on the surfboard?
No, no. That was... The name of that guy was Dr. Manhattan, okay?
Right, yeah.
Right, and like, you know, he got changed, you know, because of this experiment into a guy who could just think of something and like it just happens.
Yeah, he could be.
Out of that entire crew, he was the only person who had superpowers. The rest of them were just regular humans who were either insane or just had like all these fucking issues and all these skills and, you know, some of them were vigilantes.
Like the guy with the thing on his face. The cloth. They had a cloth on his face. And then,
that's a Rorschach, right?
Rorschach, yeah.
Where like he had the thing.
You see
that,
the black? I don't know what the fuck that was, but anyway, you know.
That was a cloth that was activated with heat. So like every time he spoke, the black cloth would kind of react to.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yep, where the heat was on his face, yeah. The comic was very, very complicated, okay? The movie did a good job of what they were trying to convey, but the whole point of Watchmen was that you know, this main guy who, like, I can't think of his name, you know, the guy who looked kind of like androgynous and he was, you know, with the blonde hair and everything. His whole goal was that he was going to scare the world into world peace. And the way that he was going to do it was that he was going to say that Dr. Manhattan wanted to destroy them. So in order to save the world, they were going to blame Dr. Manhattan and send him to another planet. And they were going to say, look, we saved you. But the only way that we can make sure that the world is not annihilated is if the whole world gets together and they form one nation of people against this Dr. Manhattan. So what he did was he sacrificed one of his own in like a genius move to blame Dr. Manhattan.
Right.
In the comics, it's slightly more complicated.
They were all like kinda his enemy, though. They were all kind of against him.
At the end, they were.
They knew his game.
Right. Right. But like, the Dr. Manhattan guy was totally innocent of everything, but he played along with it because he realized, wait a minute, you know, this will actually work as crazy as it is, and plus I'm not human anymore, so I might as well get the fuck out of here. That's why when Rorschach at, you know, by the way, we're spoiling the movie completely, so.
Yeah, but you got to see the movie.
Yeah, cool, yeah, yeah.
I
yeah.
like the movie a lot.
Before I go any further, which I pretty much destroyed the movie for Pete. Did you ever see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Oh, well,
no, you still, look, you got to.
No, 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 it's very, very
cool,
good.
It's a cool movie, so, you know, even though we're talking about it, it's still cool to watch.
Yeah, yeah. It's like a part detective movie. Sorry, everyone, for spoiling that. I promise I won't do that again. But there's a new movie out. It's called Prometheus. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Now, were either of you ever a fan of the movie Alien? Did you ever watch Alien, Pete?
Yeah, I watched it once. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. So you know.
What do you watch, man? Where
yeah. What's your favorite?
What do you watch? Teletubbies.
I just saw the movie Ted the other day.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Ted. Ted's actually a movie that I think that Jimmy would enjoy. But it's a guy who his teddy bear comes to life. And, like, you know, the teddy bear stays with him through adulthood. So it's very, very good. It's funny. But, and that one I will not spoil. I actually saw that, too.
I like Paul. Did you see Paul with the alien?
What'd you say, Porgies?
Paul.
No, no, I never saw that. No. But anyway, so were you ever a fan of, like, the first Alien? You were, right?
I love the Alien.
All right, so 1979.
Sigourney Weaver. Great fucking movie, man.
Right. Okay, now. Remember how they were born and everything else like that? That they had to come through the stomach and everything. So right. Now I don't believe
the thing attaches to your face,
correct? Right,
and impregnates you, and then it comes off like a week later.
Right. So
it's pretty disgusting, right. Actually,
Prometheus describes where they came from. Now it's not just, you know, it's
what, but, the aliens?
Yeah, but like, it's not just a prequel to Alien. It's a huge, deeper meaning. Everyone should go watch this movie. It's like a classic.
Out, right?
Yeah, it's a classic sci-fi movie where, you know, it's just, it has so much mystery to it, and, you know, you can't figure out what the hell you're looking at. But the underlying premise of existence and humanity and everything, huge. It's a great movie. Everyone should go watch it. So maybe I'll take you out, Jimmy. We'll go watch it.
I would like to do that.
But I've been on like a movie kick lately. I've been watching all these movies from the past. I just saw, you know, I'm embarrassed to admit this, but did you ever see Interview with a Vampire?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've never seen that movie.
I just rewatched it maybe about a month ago.
Yeah, which is around the time that I watched
Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt.
Right. I've never watched it before until about a month ago.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, did you ever watch that, Pete?
Yeah, I saw it when it came out.
Antonio Banderas is in it, too.
Yeah. So
he actually looks good as a vampire, Antonio Banderas.
Oh, really? Think so?
Oh, he's got that long black hair.
I wasn't really looking at him like that. So
I thought it looked pretty cool. he captured that ancient, you know, he's supposed to be like a real old vampire.
Captured, oh, I see. You're right, he did.
Yeah, he did. He captured it.
You started laughing when I brought that movie up, Pete. Why?
Yeah, no, because I'm trying to figure out, do you remember what year that came out? I saw it when it came out. I was probably...
It was in the 90s, I think.
It was a while.
I must have been like 6 or 7 years old.
6 or 7 years old?
Must have been, yeah.
Holy shit, I know I wasn't that young when that came out.
You 15 now?
He's 17. No,
that was a great movie, though.
Yeah. So I've been on this movie kick, but, you know, especially all these superhero movies are coming out. You got Spider-Man, which is out now, the brand new one, a totally redone one, which I have to watch. And then,
but Maguire's not in it, right?
No. This is a whole new. It's a reboot. This is something that, like, this is a new trend. They'll like give you a series of three movies. And after they're doing interpreting the character, they'll reboot the series, which is, you know, a bit annoying. It's kind of a pain in the ass, but I haven't seen it yet. The feedback I'm getting is that it's kind of a dumbed down version of what the original, you know, Spider-Man was, which was, you know, it was an interesting, fun movie. I don't know. I'm into all these comic book movies, Superman, you know, Avengers.
I like them too, but, you know, after they come out 2 or 3, it starts to lose something, though, you know.
Well, I don't know. For me, I
like Harry Potter, like the last Harry Potter I saw.
Yeah, you see, like,
it was boring as hell.
Well, Harry Potter again, like that's the kind of thing where if you're a fan of the book, you're waiting to see everything that you've read.
Yeah, but you can't put that in a movie, though. That's the problem.
Well, Game of Thrones was actually, you know, I mean, that's a tremendous. Yeah, it's a huge book. It's like it's like 1,000 pages every. Okay, now did you ever watch Game of Thrones?
No, I was told to watch.
You have
it, though,
to. Because, you have to watch it. It's very deep. The they actually did a great job, because that's the kind of thing that you can't do in one hour or 2 hours. Like, it needs to be a series as like what it's done. Now, this Harry Potter stuff, the reason why it's up to number, you know, I guess it ended on eight or seven or eight.
Over now, I think.
Right. Yeah. So imagine eight, and then, you know, each of those movies are about 3 hours. That is essentially like, you know, a three season series if it was on TV. Now, that's the way you do that kind of movie. But all the stuff that you watch in between, all the dialogue and everything, that just ties up loose ends that you've gotten from reading the book and all that other crap. But yeah, so anyway, that was my long spiel about movies. I don't know why I'm talking about it, but just probably because
I love movies too, man.
I'm kind of excited to go watch Spider-Man at some point. What's the most recent movie that you've watched and why?
Well, like I said before, the most recent one was Ted. I saw it.
Before Ted?
Before Ted, yeah.
I'm trying to think. You don't watch many movies, I could tell.
I really don't.
Braveheart.
No, it wasn't Braveheart.
No, Braveheart, that's been out a while now.
I was watching The Godfather, and I watched it so many times that I started picking up the voice.
Right, that's what it was, right.
And now he's talking like this.
That's really good, Pete. Yeah, it's really good.
Now, Jimmy,
I gave you an update about my friend Billy. The guy.
Oh, well, you know what? I definitely want to hear about him, but I actually need an update from about two people that are in your life. Okay, the first one that I want to hear about, I definitely want to hear about your friend, but I got to know what the status is of this guest that's coming in, the midget. I'm sorry, I'm not supposed to call him midget. Your friend who's like a dwarf, or you know, I'm not even sure what to call him.
Yeah,
you know, you like talk about him, and then you don't talk about him now.
Well, I want to get him on the TV show.
No, I know. Yeah. So like, what's his
my
status?
Other friend too with the S&M?
Right.
I can't connect. This whole thing, I don't know why.
So you know about this guy, right? So you know he said he's gonna come on. He's gonna he has some words for Dave. He may kick his ass.
Well, he wants to be here when Dave's here.
No, I know that. Yeah. Now you said that he was traveling. Do you have any idea where he is right now?
No.
So you haven't got any contact with him? You haven't spoken to him?
He just once in a while he'll shoot me a text.
Oh, really? He sent you a text message?
And he never tells me where he is. He just, you know, he just tells me.
He gives you updates. What is he writing in like a typical text?
Well, he'll just tell me like some things that he's taking care of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So like he like gives you updates on like what he's doing and stuff?
Yeah. It's pretty scary. But I read
that's
him.
That's bizarre.
I read him and I text him back. I say, okay, you know, and I always ask him where he is, and he says he can't tell me, you know.
He says
everywhere and nowhere, and then he does LOL.
And how did you... Everywhere and nowhere, LOL. That's pretty interesting. Yeah,
that's what he texts back, so...
Right. When was the most recent text that, like, he sent you? Was it this week, last week, what?
It was actually, what's today, Thursday?
Yeah.
Sunday night late.
Sunday late?
Yeah, it was like 1 in the morning.
And he didn't tell you what he was doing? He was just being very kind of secretive about what's going on?
No, he told me that he was taking care of business as he was somewhere on the other side of the world.
Right.
And I didn't get it till the morning because, you know, he texted me in the middle of the night. I guess it was day where I don't know.
Oh, I see, because of the time schedule?
Yeah, so then when I got up in the morning, I saw it, you know.
So
did I tell you about this guy, Pete?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. You told both Pete and myself about him. That's why I'm so interested, because I actually want to meet him. But you know, Dave, he's been traveling a lot. I mean, does he listen to the show?
All of them.
Oh, really? All of them?
Yeah.
And he only wants to talk to Dave?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, Dave's been kind of going a little crazy with the whole fish thing. You know, he got another fish tank, right?
Well, I know he got the big one in the office.
No. He got another one. He has five now.
He's got one in the kitchen.
He has one in the kitchen.
The big one in the office.
Correct. He has the little miniature one for the little guppy fish, right?
Yeah,
that's on top of his kitchen table.
I swear that one.
He has one directly outside of his bedroom.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that one.
Right. And then a brand new one in the laundry room.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
In the laundry room?
In the laundry room. So that, you know, like, you know, I guess that when he does his laundry, he can stare over at these two Oscars trying to eat each other, because Oscars, I don't believe, are supposed to be in the same tank,
yeah, right? Yeah.
So the last time I was there, like, I saw the Oscar had a piece of him bitten out.
Nice.
Yeah. So obviously they've been having fucking battles and Royal Rumbles.
How big is that tank, the one in the washroom?
That one is as big as the one that he has in his living room. So, you know,
that's
the same
big
size. No, it's fucking huge. And the new one that he brought up next to his bedroom, I think, is a little bit smaller than the one he has in the office.
Holy shit.
It's pretty fucking huge.
What's he doing, man?
I don't know, but like, you know,
this
the only reason why
it sounds it's like he's living in an aquarium.
No, I know he should pretty much
is he fucking SeaWorld. He's gonna put a sign outside.
Oh, and don't forget he also has the pond.
Yeah, right outside.
You know outside. No, I'm thinking maybe he should just fill the whole fucking house up with salt water and just start swimming around the fucking place.
Man, he's like turning it like an Aquaman or something.
Right, but I'm like wondering like what this guy's opinion is on all this like fish stuff. I mean, has he been listening and told you anything about that or not?
Oh, about the fish?
Yeah.
No, he hasn't mentioned about the fish.
Wow. So he's straightforward. He has something to say and like he wants to tell Dave.
Yeah, I don't know, man. He mentioned something about Dave's direction. He wants to talk to him about it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to say. There's like certain direction in terms of the fish that I'm kind of scared of, but what direction in terms of the site, in terms of how he handles things?
Yeah, I guess how he handles things.
Really?
I guess he wants to have a talk with him.
Well, I'm not even totally sure when Dave's going to do the next show, but is it possible that you know the next time Dave actually has us do a show that he's going to come in or what?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to make sure of it. Yeah.
All right. Good. Because I mean, Pete, I'm pretty interested in this guy, aren't you?
You know.
Yeah, I'm curious to see who he is.
When Dave meets him, he's going to be a little like he'll laugh, yeah. Dave, but
he'll laugh.
I know he'll probably giggle. Because the guy's small.
Yeah, but you said you had to carry him in. I'm not going to laugh at
you. I'm just saying.
I'm not going to laugh at that.
I said Dave's going to. He's coming here solely to talk to Dave.
You know what? The last question I want to ask you about this guy, because then we'll get to your friend to finish off the show because we're running out of time a little bit. But when you say you have to carry him in, does he have legs?
Yeah, he's got legs, yeah.
But they're just numb. Like you can't.
They're weak, you know, so he's got to be carried around.
And like, you know, you said he was old, but you don't want to give an age.
He won't tell me how old he is.
He doesn't want to tell. Oh, he's one of those guys where he wants to keep
it. He jokes around a lot, you know, like, yeah. I don't know how to take him. He says that he's been around for since the beginning. I don't know what that means. I don't know if it means that.
Oh, he's old, that's why.
The beginning of what? I always tease him.
And when he got born.
And he has like a real sinister little laugh, you know, and and that's it, you know.
I don't know. This is.
When he comes here, Dave's going to be a little worried. I'm telling you, Dave's going to giggle and laugh and smile, but he's going to have a nervous smile, Dave.
Really?
Yeah, when he sees this guy, Because he's got the fucking stare, this guy.
All right.
Yeah. It kind of scares me too. Yeah.
Well,
one time he wanted to stay over my house. I wouldn't. I told him no to get a hotel.
You didn't let him stay in your house?
No.
Well, he's not going to kick your ass. I mean, you know, he can.
No, but he's like too spooky, man. I didn't want him in my house. You know, I told
but
him.
You'll be
I told
to,
him nicely, you know. To, you know.
But you're willing to bring him here, though?
Well, he wants to. Jeff.
It's the whole Dave thing?
He wants to come here.
Right.
I don't really want to bring him here.
Right. You don't?
Not really. No. No, he wants to come.
Yeah. You're beginning to freak me out. This reminded me of the fucking Ouija board night that we had, which again every single time that I think back.
Oh,
well,
he jokes about the Ouija board too because he heard that show.
Well, I mean that wasn't a bullshit show. I mean, we talk about it every.
Well,
he
laughs. You know, he says that he's behind the Ouija board.
He's a psychopath. That's it.
Yeah, the dude's out there, man. You'll see.
He's behind it. Well,
strange guy, man.
All right, we're coming up to the end, Jimmy. But I want to give you a chance to talk about your friend, the one that accident on the bike.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to give an update. What's up with him?
Well, he's. I went to go visit him the other day, and they got him in like a special room in his house because he can't lay down on the bed because his ribs, you know, and his knee and everything, you know.
Yeah.
And he has a little Yorkshire. His girlfriend is happens to be my cousin. Him and the Yorkshire, they don't really get along. It's her dog, you know. So they don't really like when
they don't like each other.
They don't like each other. No.
So what does the Yorkie do?
So just like the Yorkie, like you know, will like you know. Piss in his shoe. Nowhere else, you know. When Billy takes off his boots and lay on the bed,
the
Yorkie pees in his boots. He's done it a couple of times.
Is it a boy or a girl, the Yorkie?
It's a boy.
Wow. Oh, man, forget it.
Yeah.
He's pissed.
So then, like, you know, when she's not home, he's very good, the dog. He just goes in his bed, you know.
Well, yeah, because Billy's not around.
Because Kathy's not around.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happens is when she's around, and Billy says he's getting ready to go to bed.
Oh.
You know, he said that when he walks in the bedroom, not now because he's in his special room. You know.
Yeah.
The Yorkie will actually go on his pillow and rub his ass on the pillow and look at Billy as Billy's walking in the room. And Billy's like, "You little motherfucker," you know. And the dog's looking at him like, you know, "Yeah, what are you gonna do now, motherfucker?" And you know, he rubs his ass and then he goes back to her. He does it on purpose. Yeah, like the dog's got something out for him, like, you know. So now he's in his own little room because he's in a fucking one of those chairs that come up, you know, with the button. Because he, what do they call them? The old lady tosser? What do they call those chairs?
Old lady tosser, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like a recliner that, you know, you can go back to hit the button and it go up and it kind of lifts you. You almost stand.
The lazy boy?
It's kind of like a lazy boy, but it helps the elderly people stand.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, he's got that. So
wow, he's really bad, man.
So listen to this now. So they stick him in there. He's got no air conditioning, no fucking curtains on the windows. Ugh. His TV doesn't work. So he's in this room with this fucking recliner, right? So he told me that's where he's at. And everybody, meanwhile, Kathy's in the room with the fucking dog with the air conditioning. This poor guy's stuck over there because his ribs are all fucked up, you know.
How come no AC or anything?
Well, I don't know. The AC does nothing working right.
Oh, man. So, I feel bad.
So he's in it. So now here's the kicker, right? So the other night he said he was sleeping and the door's busted because his son kicked the fucking door in so it don't really close. So he's got to put like a vacuum cleaner up against the door.
Kicked the door in?
His son did, yeah.
Why?
Billy. I don't know. He's crazy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They had a fight and argument. He kicked the door in.
Wow.
The kid's a big kid. So anyway, so Billy said that he was, you know, just getting, he put the lounge chair back and he's just relaxed, you know, it's at night, you know. Of course, he's got no TV, no nothing, the poor guy, right? He's like, he's alienated in his own home, yeah. Right? And he takes his shoes off, he gets on the thing, he goes back and it's, you know, he's relaxing. And all of a sudden he hears, you know, like a little bit of water running, you know? And he's like, what is that? You know, and he looks down, and the fucking Yorkie got in the door.
Oh.
And peed in his slipper.
Oh. Oh, poor guy.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
my God.
I don't have the picture on me, but I got to send it to you.
Oh, he actually took a picture of it?
No, he took a picture of the dog. He's strangling the dog on the barbecue. He's on the barbecue.
No.
And he's on. I got to send you the picture. And then he's got another picture with dog is on the barbecue.
You see, that's why the dog hates him, because he probably tortures the dog.
They hate each other. I never seen anything like it in my life. You know?
Such a small
and
dog,
he
too.
Knows when he can get away with shit, because right. Kathy protects him.
Oh,
so he can't,
I see.
You know, he does shit when she's around. He can't, you know. Unbelievable.
No, you see, that something happened there. Like, he must
have...
I
don't know what happened.
Yeah, he did something, because I've never heard of, like, you know, a Yorkie being so fucking vicious.
Yeah, it was funny. One day we went over there, because we were always eating over there. He's got one of those big event grills, you know?
Yeah.
The tent. You know, we got bikes back there. He's like a real... He's a mechanic, and he does water body, you know, whatever. So anyway, we're all hanging out, and we come back to the house, and the dog must have pissed on the floor up in the room, right? So Billy... Now, we were all downstairs in the back and, you know, outside.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, the dog, Toby is the dog's name, comes running downstairs, you know, and then Kathy saw him and his head was all wet, you know? So then Billy comes downstairs, he goes, fucking Toby pissed on the floor. You know, I had to wipe it up, you know? So I says, Billy, well, why is Toby's head wet? He goes, I don't know. I don't know why it's wet, you know? I says, and then I was being wise. I said, I think I know why it's wet. Because when you cleaned up the piss, you grabbed the dog and you're wiping the fucking thing.
That's probably what he did. Yeah.
So Kathy goes, that's bad.
That's cool.
I started a big huge arm and Billy was looking.
You see? You're a fucking instigator.
Yeah, I
started. I remember that whole philosophy that if, like, you know, a dog takes a shit, you take his nose, you rub it in and everything.
Yeah, that don't work.
Let me tell you something. It pisses the dog off more.
Yeah,
he's going to take a bigger shit.
Yeah,
the next time he's going to do it in a place where when you get up, you're going to step in it. And then when you put your shoes on, you're going to step in more. The dog will fuck you up worse.
Well, you know, it's funny because the dog, Toby, will take a shit in the doorway.
Oh, yeah.
So when Billy...
Perfect timing.
He gets up. You know, sometimes you got to take a leak during the night. You know,
those dogs are smart.
Billy gets up and he says, you know, his eyes are half closed. It might be like 2-3 in the morning. He's going to take it. All of a sudden, some shit squeezes through his
right
toes.
Right in shit.
The thing's like, that motherfucker.
Yeah, something went down,
you know,
there.
It's a constant war. Every time I go over his house or he radios me on the next day, it's always about the fucking dog, man.
Poor dog. Unbelievable. Well, I hope...
A 2-pound fucking dog.
I hope the Toby-Billy war stops. Any final words from Pete the intern before we wrap this thing up? Of course.
And that's what he said. That's it, Jeff.
Well, actually, Jimmy, Pete and I will be at the Team Universe.
His mouth open and stuck there.
We'll be at the Team Universe on Saturday helping out the RX Muscle crew, Dave Palumbo, Sally Ann Taylor, and I believe... I'm not really sure who our photographer is. Oh, that's right, Mason.
Mr. Mason, he's going to be shooting the show for Alex Muscle. Many of you have not met Mason yet. Well, you do. You will know he talks like this, and you're going to like Mason. So
be there for that in Teaneck, New Jersey. Jimmy, we are done. Pete, it's all over. For now, I'm Jeff, the producer. This has been After Hours. See you next week.
You've been listening to After Hours exclusively on RXMuscle.com with your host, Jeff, the producer. Be sure to visit RXMuscle.com for all of our great radio programming.